So I got this email from P1 Blake on Monday, and we were off work on Monday, and it was his birthday. And he said, "Happy birthday to me. The Musers are off for Washington's birthday. Kill me, LOL. Can you please rank the birthdays?" And I've never done this in the 25-year history of this program, so I took it upon myself to go into my top five, bottom five lab yesterday, and I ranked the birthdays. So these are full year only. Like, we're not going to include your three-month birthday or six-month birthday. It's starting with full years.
Right. And this is different than ranking the days of the year.
Correct.
Okay. Right.
Yes. Yeah, this is not... This is like you, when you turn 5, when you turn 25.
Oh, okay. Like January 30th or something. Okay, like
that. Which birthdays are the best and which birthdays are the worst?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start with the top 5. These are, in my opinion, the 5 best birthdays. Number 5, and this is going to be very controversial, turning 40. I loved turning 40. I thought it was great. You are a man now, according to Mike Gundy.
That's right.
Hopefully,
man, I'm 40.
And this isn't the case for a lot of people I know, but hopefully the angst of what to do with your life is over. By now, you're probably in your career, your chosen career path, you've got your family, whatever it is. A lot of people feel like when they turn 40, okay, I now realize I can't stop the aging process. There's a certain reality that sets in that at least I found very comforting.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. People always think that it's a, you know, they give you presents that are draped in black and everything, like
right.
You're supposed to, you know, it's not like that at all.
And, by the way, it can lead to a pretty big party celebrating your 40th, so
yeah.
that makes my top 5 list. I know that'll be controversial. Number 4 on my top 5 birthdays, your original birthday, the second you come out of your mommy.
Ew, don't word it that way.
You are now officially recognized by everyone in the world as a human. Before that, there was some debate, but now it's official. You are recognized, you have a name, you have a birth certificate, and you are already being spied on by Facebook and Google. And you're present all the breast milk you desire. So your original...
Just made everything creepy.
Yeah. Your original birthday is number 4.
But you don't even remember it.
Number 3...
He's here to remind you of it.
Hmm.
Turning 100. That is a big one, and especially if you're in good health, it can be a huge feeling of accomplishment. You get your picture on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
You get to scoreboard just about everybody you grew up with, because probably none of your friends made it to 100.
Yeah.
You have an air of invincibility about you. Wow, he made it to 100. What's his secret? Everybody wants to know. How did you do it? How long might this guy live? 100 is a top 3 birthday to have.
I don't think so, because it seems like half the people that turn 100 always say, "Why am I here? Everyone I love
they seem
is
a little
dead."
Beaten. Yeah, they do seem a little beaten.
Number 2 on my list of top 5 birthdays. Your first birthday, not your original, but when you turn 1, the first of anything is always special. Your first love, your first job, your first whatever, and the first birthday is no different. Congratulations, you made it through your first year. You'll have no memory of it, but it's a big one.
Watching kids go through that one, though, it seems to be a birthday of confusion.
Yeah,
they don't
know
what's happening. What is this cake? Why is everyone singing? Why is everyone here? It's kind of a weird one.
It's still a significant birthday in your life.
Yeah.
And number 1, the number 1 birthday on my top 5 birthdays list, when you turn 21, you can pretty much do everything at this point, save maybe for renting a car. You can drink, you can smoke, you can do edibles, you can look at porn, you can vote, you can drive, whatever. You're now pretty much legal to do everything, and you're too young to know that the world is about to hand you your ass. And you're at your physical and reproductive prime, so you think the world is yours, and in a lot of ways it is. You'll never be physically better. You're now legal to do everything. 21 is the best birthday.
That was a good one.
Now the bottom 5 birthdays. These are the 5 worst birthdays in this reporter's opinion. Number 5, 101. You were wildly celebrated at 100, but not now.
It's a huge letdown.
Huge letdown. And what's ahead for you? I'll tell you what. Certain quick death. That's what.
Whoa.
So happy birthday.
Okay.
Number four on my bottom five birthdays list, 51. You can have fun with 50, but at 51, you realize you are now in steady decline and there's nothing you can do about it. Number three, turning 30. This is the third worst birthday to have when you turn 30. And this is a blow to a lot of people because your youth is officially over. You've been able to screw around through your 20s, but now you have got to get busy. You got to figure out your life. If you're going to do the family thing, you got to get your job situation squared away, and you're no longer in your physical prime. 30 hits a lot of people hard.
People start hitting you with the dark cards then, too, for some reason.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, like you're a step in the grave because you're 30.
Number two on my list of bottom five birthdays, 41. You can have fun with 40, but not 41. It's the same thing with 50 and 51. At 40, you probably had this big, fun, funny birthday party. But at 41, you're like, okay, I can see the back nine. I'm probably on the back nine. Where do I go from here? And number one, the worst birthday to have in this reporter's opinion.
And now it's time for the worst birthday to have in that reporter's opinion.
We'll recut that later today. Turning two. It is a terrible birthday. It's the terrible twos. You're not even really a human at this point. And the fun of your first birthday is way in the rearview mirror for everybody. You will not remember that one, and you damn sure won't remember your second birthday. But your parents feel obligated to throw one for you, and nobody really wants to attend because they know you're not going to remember it. You can't have a real conversation with anybody. No one can talk to you. And this is at this age, you're probably only doing two things, throwing stuff and pooping in your pants. So happy birthday. There's a reason they call it the terrible twos, because this is a terrible birthday.
I don't know about that one.
And that is the list of the top five, bottom five birthdays to have. Make book on
Very controversial.
You know, I always thought the sevens were the worst. 27, 37.
You're halfway.
Because you're not in your mids anymore. You know, like you can still convince yourself that you're, oh, I'm in the mid-20s when I'm 26. When you're 27... It's like 30 is just right there to your mind.
There's
you feel
some,
old.
There's some merit to that. Some.
But not enough to make the junior list.
I know.
All right. It is 7:50 on the ticket. Up next, we analyze Dak.